whilst we'd all like for things in life to be clear, the fact is they often aren't. So, should I choose this option or that option? Should I take this path or that path? Making missteps at one of those decision points can be disastrous. So, what do you do? How do you get it right? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Now, I'm one of those annoyingly well-organized people, so most weeks are planned out. If you were able to see my diary, you'd see that next week is already booked up with things that I have to do. I always allocate time to the important things in my diary to make sure they get done. The following week is also starting to fill up, and the week after that, well, it's filling up too. But it doesn't matter how organized you are, some days the way ahead simply isn't clear. For one reason or another, it's dark and murky. Many people on those days are left wondering, so where's God in all of this? It's a good question. And yet when I speak to those people and ask them, how much time do you spend listening to God in His Word, the Bible, praying over what you've read? The answer is invariably almost none. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. And in it, the psalmist, praying as he is to God, speaks this powerful truth out of his own real life experience. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp that guides my steps and a light that shows me the path I should take. Listen up, God's word is a lamp to your feet, the sort that you need on a pitch dark evening to see where to take the next step and the one after that. But as well as that, it's a light to show you the path ahead. Always has been, always will be. That's God's word, fresh for you today. What a pity that so many people don't receive God's word, God's wisdom, God's encouragement and guidance, His lamp and His light into their hearts every day. And that's where I'd love to help. I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you become all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.